And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa, and we're live from the Pueblo Benito Blanco in beautiful Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. We're literally steps away from Badano Beach here on the sand here in Los Cabos, Cabo San Lucas. And we have a great show here with the Sport Fishing Association of California, Ken Frankie and his whole group here. We've got a lot of people here to get through and talk to about this beautiful place here for fishing, recreation, and more, and all the great things that are happening here. Ricky literally just stepped off the Royal Star, which is sitting right in front of us here on his way home from San Diego on a great 12-day trip. So we'll talk about that and more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandero.com, it's unique.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You know, we talk about it all the time every time we do a live broadcast. Oh, this should be a spot. We do this all the time. This time, I mean it. We should do this all the time, because this is the spot to do a radio show.
How beautiful is this setting at the Pueblo Benito Blanco Resort here in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico? Literally, we are 10 feet from Medano Beach. Thank you very much, Enrique, for that proper pronunciation of the beach here in beautiful Cabo San Lucas. And this is your first chance on soil here for the last 12 days, right, Rick?
Yeah.
You just stepped off the Royal Star, which is anchored right in front of us here, and ready for their trip back to San Diego from a 12-day trip.
Yeah, it was our annual Let's Talk Hookup trip. It's a 12-15 where we were able to get on the boat, and we get off the boat in Cabo, and the boys take the ride home, and we jump off the boat and enjoy Cabo San Lucas for an afternoon or a day and an afternoon.
And a night.
Yeah, and a night, and we're staying one extra.
You think going into town tonight?
Well, you can't be in Cabo and not,
yeah,
you know, not
a little Squid Row action.
Well, sure, of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
Check it out.
Yeah, I don't know where that place is. I have no idea.
Sure,
right,
Dan?
We don't know where that place is.
But we had a fantastic trip, and it was just awesome. Couldn't say anything better. That Royal Star is amazing. It was a great trip, and Tim Ekstrom did such an awesome job. It was just perfect.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Tim. Tim's part of our audience right now. He'll be part of the panel here as we go through. We have a lot of people and a lot of great people here in Cabo San Lucas, as well as a lot of people to talk to from the Port of San Diego. And Ken Frankie, you and Kenya have done a phenomenal job here in orchestrating this, along with our extraordinary engineer, Rick, who puts everything, always makes things happen here for our broadcast. Tell us about this trip and what the purpose of this trip and broadcast are.
Well, the Sport Fishing Association of California, we're now broadening things. We now accept membership from the Mexican ports. Our idea and goal is to promote business, sport fishing, and give more opportunities to the people out there from our region in San Diego and Southern California. And Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan, Ensenada are all targets. We have cruise ship activities, sport fishing activities. I was just out with you yesterday on a boat, and they were talking about one boat caught and released 20 marlin.
I mean,
it's like there's some phenomenal things going on down here. But the other thing is, on a global level, and it's important for everybody to recognize, this doesn't just happen overnight. The Port of San Diego and the Port Tenant Association, they've stepped up and are working with us to help promote these shows and give our listeners opportunities that they may not normally have. Give them information, and that's why we brought some guests today.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, before we get into the guests, is a big, of course, the news media in the United States never blows things out of proportion, does it?
No.
Never happens at all. On the news this morning, on the news for the last 3 or 4 days, is this biosphere reserve that has been established for the Coronado Island. Let's put that to bed right now.
This has been 6 years in the making. We attend many meetings in Mexico City. CONAMP is the entity that oversees the development of the protected areas, just like Isla Guadalupe, Isla Golfo, or Villa Hijedos. It's nothing more than a way to appropriately manage their areas. So the Pacific Island biosphere is from the tip of Cabo San Lucas all the way up to the U.S. border. And we actually have a representative of CONAMP who's going to go and clarify some of this stuff.
Okay.
But it's just a matter of it's the establishment of the beginning of a process.
Yes.
So, the people...
It doesn't mean we can't fish there anymore.
No.
It doesn't. So. And there's going to be some guidelines and some changes upcoming as far as access to the Coronado Islands. But, yes, you can still fish
there. It's going to be all about process.
Yeah.
And we'll do our very best to work with the Mexican government. So that it's clear what the processes are, and we'll post them on our website like we do everything else and try and make it easy for people to visit Mexico.
Yeah, for sure, and that's what it's all about. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, Coronado Islands being a very critical part of our fishery in San Diego, being just 11 miles away, it's something that I know is near and dear to myself, Rick, and everybody that fishes in Southern California to have access. So it's a matter we still have access.
Yeah, what hit the news basically is a presidential decree that starts the process.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to go to the next step of the process.
You bet.
So chill.
Yeah, chill. Exactly. Relax. Breathe through your nose is what we say, right? Anyway, Ken, why don't you introduce our first panel of guests here, a great esteemed guest from both north and south of the border.
Absolutely. So our first panel, we've got Dan Malcolm. Dan is a commissioner with the Port of San Diego, who we work very closely with. He's attended previous trade missions that we've done, like one down in Mazatlan. Had great results from that. So Dan's here, as well as Bella Huela. And Bella is the Vice President of Marketing and Maritime from the Port of San Diego. So she oversees, like we work with her on marine recreation, sport fishing issues, the cruise ship issues, so that's her area of expertise. We're really excited since she joined the Port of San Diego. And then also we have Jorge, who's one of our hosts here in Cabo San Lucas, and he's going to be giving us an update on things going on down here.
Absolutely. Jorge, great to have you, and Dan, and then we're going to bring Sharon in later on, too. And Bella, great to have you. Your first time here in Cabo San Lucas. Your impressions of Cabo San Lucas, I couldn't believe you live in San Diego. You've traveled the world. We had discussions about all the world travel that you've had, and you said, this is the first time I've ever been in Cabo San Lucas.
I know. Thank you. I was so excited to be here, and I was thinking about that actually this morning, that I've been to Tibet, I've been to Dubai, I've been all over Europe, and I've been to Mexico a number of times, but I'd never been to Cabo. So it is absolutely stunning. It's breathtaking. It's different than maybe I thought it would be, because I heard so many people compare it to Cancun. And when I got here, I found out that it's hip, it's sexy, but it's very cozy at the same time. I mean, I'm really feeling at home here.
Yeah, and wow, Cabo has taken everything here to a new level here. And in the years that I have been coming here, it's changed for the better. And this year, I can really see it big time. It's a really fun, exciting, cozy place to be. I think you sized it up pretty well.
Yeah, and we were in a meeting yesterday, and I'm learning so much about Cabo. I'm learning so much about the sport fishing industry at the same time. But we learned yesterday that hotels are just still on the rise here, and that Cabo is going to be adding about 6,000 new rooms, which means another 3 jobs per room. And right now the population is about 250,000, so that's going to bring another 18,000 to 24,000 jobs just about within the next year.
Wow.
Which is great for the economy, it's great for tourism, it's great for San Diegans, and it's great for sport fishing.
And how easy is it to get here? What, we hopped on Alaska Airlines and we were here an hour and 40 minutes?
I mean, and I feel like I'm in a different world, and yet it's still very comfortable. So there's the combination of adventure, excitement, and still, you know, feeling at home at the same time, which you can't find everywhere.
Yeah.
No. And I'm not even going to describe the view, which I'm not looking at, because I would be so distracted right now.
Why do you think we sat over here? So we get to look at you and this incredible view. We're literally looking at Land's End here. And Jorge, tell us, your restaurant, The Fisherman, right there on the harbor where all the boats come in. If you're a fisherman and you come to Cabo San Lucas and you don't have lunch at The Fisherman and watch the boats coming in, you're missing a huge part here. It's really a wonderful place, and the sushi and food there, fantastic.
Well, you catch them and we cook it.
That's a great thing. And we had the opportunity to go out on your beautiful boat for a sunset cruise last night. I was amazed at how many different boats there were out enjoying the sunset. Anything from party boat, well, a lot of party boats, but just big groups having fun, enjoying the sunset, and enjoying the beautiful, calm waters of Cabo San Lucas here.
That's exactly right. I mean, Cabo is not only, well, you got to realize that Cabo is Cabo because fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got presidents, I mean, U.S. presidents coming in here. You got, movie stars. You got everybody coming in on the beginning. Now it's not only fishing. I mean, fishing is really important for us, and we'll keep our ground like that, and we're working on conservation and release and all that stuff. But now it's everything. I mean, you got golf courses, you got activities for everybody. You know, you can go sunset, you can go ATV rides, and you can go. I mean, now it's a family destination. You know, it's growing a lot. Yeah, we're trying to grow it right. You know, I mean, building homes for the people. I mean, 4,000 to 6,000 rooms more by next year. I mean, you're talking about a lot of more people coming into work. I mean, like everybody say, I mean, it's going to be like 20,000, 24,000 more jobs here, you know, around. So, Cabo is growing, but it's growing right, you know.
Yeah.
We're thinking about how the population is going to get the service, you know, all the homes and all that we need to build, though. So, it's been in 20 years, 20-some years, we've been growing a lot. And fishing has been very, very, very good. We got a successful tournament season, you know. Lots of people is coming in to fish. We got very good future plans for fishing here. And we know that was our foundation of the destination.
Yeah.
You know, fishing has been here forever, and we want to keep that. Since the bait guys, you know, these guys are amazing, you know, being here, and they keep us alive, because without them, we don't fish.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a lot of families being supported by that activity, you know. So.
Yeah, like San Diego and all of Southern California, There's so many different activities here to do in Cabo San Lucas. What does fishing mean to Cabo San Lucas? It kind of is what put Cabo on the map early on, right?
Well, let me give you an idea of this. We got our trust, I mean our foundation on fishing, and for you to realize something, I mean we got an association. I mean we keep how you can call this, the fishing board in Cabo. I mean, the Fed government give us the money for the license, for the federal license. See, so we do a board, which is the FONMAR. That money is have to go onto the federation, states of the state. What we do with the money, we do promotion, we do education, and we do conservation with it. So,
right.
I mean, it's been working a lot. Fishing, I cannot visualize Cabo without fishing. I mean, maybe 40% of the people who come to Cabo come to fish, you know.
40%.
We still keep that out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about close to $2 million a year on license. I mean, on 190 pesos a license, which is $10, you will realize how many fishermen come by here, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just for the local people who buy license here.
Yes.
No? Now we are on, that's what we want to talk about. I mean, you can buy the license. Even if you're going to fish everywhere in Mexico, you can buy the license by Baja website, you know.
Right.
And all that money comes to conservation, all that money comes to promotion, all that money goes for education, and that's very good because, I mean, we keep our sources. I mean, we're going to be bringing a lot of more fishermen down here. You know?
Yes.
You get impressed with that. You know, it's very nice.
The name of your boat fleet is what?
We got Gaviota's fleet and Solmar fleet,
yeah.
Both of them.
Two of the most famous fleets in Cabo San Lucas.
Yes.
How many boats do you have in Solmar and Gaviota's?
Around 27 to 30 boats.
So 30 boats.
Plus the deluxe fishing. Now it's a lot of people who wants to go and like, nice. I mean, like the boat that you went out there yesterday also.
Beautiful 50-foot Bertram, gorgeous boat, yeah. So you have everything in between, and then the incredible harbor here in Cabo San Lucas that we're going to hear later on the show from one of the port directors here. There's hundreds of charter boats in this area that you can come down and fish from, right?
Yes. All the way up from Pangas, I mean, 23-foot skiff boats all the way up to 100-footers. You know, it's whatever kind of fishing you want to do, you got fly fishing, everything you need, you got it.
Yeah.
You know? There is several offers to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, you're a regular here in Cabo San Lucas. I know you love this place, and you were pointing out, you know this like San Diego. It's like home to you almost.
Pete, it really is like coming home, and I got to tell you, thanks for having me on the show. And sitting here on Medano Beach and watching the sun come up over the Sea of Cortez and looking at the famous arch, does it get any better than this?
No, this is a good broadcast location.
This is pretty awesome. And, you know, what we're doing here, Port of San Diego, we just are here to promote Cabo San Lucas and promote tourism in Mexico in generally. And, you know, as you were saying, Ricky, this place is so awesome. The fishing here, of course, is unbelievable. There's golf, there's great restaurants, there's ATVing, there's all kinds of water activities. Anything that you or your family would like to do, what's going on down here in Cabo. And, you know, our message is, hey, get on a cruise ship, get on a boat, get down here. Even getting on a plane, as you were saying, it's an easy nonstop flight from San Diego, and you're here in paradise really quickly. And I will tell you, it's important. It's important for the economy of Mexico, for Cabo San Lucas. It's also important for San Diego because our cruise business starts there, and it comes down here to the Mexican Riviera, and Cabo is one of the main stops on that trip, along with Mazatlan, La Paz, and Puerto Vallarta. And, you know, for San Diego, each cruise ship is $2 million into the local economy.
Wow.
And it's the same thing down here, Pete. You know, these people get off the ships, they go fishing, they eat in restaurants, they spend money, and that's important for all of our country and Mexico.
Yeah, Fernando from the port yesterday was saying they have up to 200 cruise ships a year now in Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, you know, Pete, and as I understand it, you know, cruise have gone down a little bit. Yeah, they're now up to 200 ships, 500,000 passengers, and it's the same in San Diego. You know, Mexico is our destination for cruise ships in San Diego. We're now up to 105 cruise ships, and that's a substantial increase, and it's not just cruise ships. We on October 31st, we had the Baja Haha kickoff in San Diego. That's 200 boats that start in San Diego, come down Baja, end up in Cabo San Lucas, and have one heck of a great party when they get down
there. I can
there.
Imagine, yeah. And then Sharon's going to tell us later about another one for powerboats that's coming up too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Foo Bar, or what do we call it now, the Koo Bar, comes down here. And I'll tell you, Pete, I'm hoping to take my new boat and join up in that and get down here and enjoy Cabo in my boat.
Fun. Jorge, with your fleet, do you take people and pre-book people coming off the cruise boats to take fishing?
Yeah, I mean, we have an agency that they set up all the reservations up at the boats, and they tell us, you know, it's going to be eight passengers or 10 or 12 or 20. So we split them on a max of four fishermen per boat, you know, and they go fishing for 4 or 5 hours. And as you know, you go to Cabo and half a meter, you got a marlin right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have to go very, very far away to catch a fish up here. I mean, you just go for no more than 10, 15 miles and you're bottom fishing for marlin, you know, I mean, with light bait there, you know. So, I mean, it's been that was one of the reasons of I'm here since 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I was on the beach and I saw marlin jumping up there with a bunch of boats in front. I said, what are these guys are doing? They're catching marlin.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Right there. And the advantage, too, of the location here being at Land's End is if it's blowing in the Sea of Cortez, which it typically does this time of the year, you just go around the corner and you're in the Pacific and to beautiful banks and great spots there. So either way, generally speaking, you have some decent water fish.
Well, you got to realize that we got to trap marlin most of the year, all year round. You know, it's that's a Mexican fish. When born, grow, and die here. So, I mean, you got that. We got that beautiful fish all year long. So, I mean, you can catch a fish most of the time, you know, and release it.
Yeah.
And release it because that's what we're working on. It. You know, it's. We are working on release and all crews. I mean, you go fishing and they ask you, you know, you can kill fish, but you better release it, though. I mean, we give you a certificate, we give you a picture with it, you know. I mean, you don't even have to kill the fish to mount it. You know that, you know. I mean,
Now your wahoo fishing this year has been off the charts, right? We were able to eat some sashimi wahoo in your restaurant yesterday. Yeah. It's just fantastic.
Wahoo and tuna. They're
tuna.
Being huge.
Been good. Yeah.
Big tunas on the tournament, you know. I mean, differences of 280-pound tuna and 281-pound tuna. I mean, you got a problem out there when you got so it's been very, very good.
Western Outdoor News just had their tournament here at the end of November, or beginning of November. They're Los Cabos tuna, most successful tuna tournament in history here in Los Cabos. And the tuna fishing was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Multiple fish over 200 pounds and a lot of money. And a lot of money raised for charities here.
Yes.
Yeah. And probably a great thing. I'm sure you participated.
Most of the time, yeah. You know, we start this tournament season with the Los Cabos Biggest Fish Tournament, which is a hotel-motel association tournament with this trust that I tell you, which is the licensed trust, and we put all that money together to do that publicity. And, yeah, every single tournament has their social thing, you know, social part for kids and all people and all that stuff. I mean, really, it's been very nice, you know. Over that, the Bisbees and the tuna and the stripes and you know, stars and stripes and all. I mean, that tournaments are some that I put it us in the map, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the BB tournament. I mean, it's $4-5 million around, you know. So
sure.
I mean, it's Cabo has been like that because fishing. I mean, we cannot, like I told you before. I mean, we cannot really. I mean, figure a Cabo without fishing. That Cabo is.
It's a backbone of Cabo San Lucas,
exactly
right,
Ken? Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
One thing I want to mention, Pete, for the listeners, if you go to californiasportfishing.org, all the hotels, the charter facilities, all of that is all on our website of places we've pre-vetted so that you know where to go. It's easy to take a look at. And then also, if you own your own boat and you're in Southern California, go into our website. The processes are there on how to comply with the regulations. Get your temporary importation document for your boat, and basically try to make it really easy for you to visit Mexico. So it's kind of like we're all in it together.
Well, very simple process. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding. So much fun and so much to talk about. So many angles and all the different types of fishing and travel and staying in Cabo San Lucas. We're going to have a great show, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. It's going to be a great time, and if you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways you can reach us. If you want to call, ask questions, we'd love to hear from you. Two ways. First is our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can call us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. It's open right now, a great chance to get through. And not only are you going to get an opportunity to talk to so many great people from down here in Cabo San Lucas and get your information about fishing and travel and stay, you're also going to have a chance at winning a fantastic prize, because one lucky caller at the end of this show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Gem sunglasses. It's the Ho'okipas. It's a very, very nice brand new style of glass from Maui Gem. It's got a smoke gray lens, and it has the blue Hawaii mirror coating, which provides a really cool, stylish new look, really cuts down on glare. It's an awesome new pair of Maui
Gems. Love that new blue Hawaii lens. Yeah. It's so cool.
Really, really cool. So a great opportunity again. If you want to get through, talk to the guys from Cabo and the gals, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with a Bulldog hands-free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Gem sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Gem sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Gem.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here in Cabo San Lucas, the beautiful Pueblo Bonito Blanco in Cabo San Lucas. Just an awesome spot. Beautiful What a day. I mean, what a day. And that's the beauty of Cabo. All the days are like this. It's always so nice down here.
Well, I must say this, that it's been cool, like it has been in San Diego. It's been cooler than normal here in the morning, early morning. I actually, for the first time ever, I wore a jacket this morning. Just because it was a little cold and breezy, and now it's like 80 degrees.
Oh, so nice.
So like an hour later, it's like we're ready for a bathing suit now.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. So, but beautiful. You can actually hear, I'm sure, on the mics here, the waves lapping along the shoreline here at Medano Beach here.
Can I give the water report?
Yeah.
79 and flat calm.
Yeah, nice, nice.
We'll take that always.
Very good. Is that right, Tim? What was the weather like coming into port this morning in Cabo San Lucas on the Royal Star?
The last 12 hours, heavenly. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly how we like it.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome trip, huh?
It was. It was a good trip. We had to. We kind of went about it in an unorthodox manner, but in the end, we ended up with a great catch of fish. And you know, the opportunity to wind up here in Cabo San Lucas at the end of the trip is it's just epic. This is to me, this is the perfect end destination for anglers to jump off the boat and just unwind, detox. Yeah. And we really encourage our anglers to do exactly that. Stay an extra day. Stay an extra night, which we find more and more anglers are doing. They fly their wife down. They hang out here for a couple of days. They've got 3 days till the boat gets in anyway. It's the perfect opportunity to again, take a few extra days to unwind, which, after a long trip on the water, that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. And most of the long-range fleet does exactly that. People stay here. They stay a day. They stay 2 days. I know a lot of people just fly in 2 days after so that they're in San Diego when the boat comes home.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm finding that more and more. And the boats that do wind up here at the end of their trip, That's part of the idea. I know on Royal Star that is the idea. We're at the point now where, like, next year we only have one trip on our schedule, one long trip that doesn't visit Cabo San Lucas at the end of it. And again, there's a reason for that. We want more and more anglers to be introduced to Cabo San Lucas. Number one, it saves everybody the long boat ride home, which, you know, that in itself is a huge advantage. But again, the opportunity to stay here a couple extra days in Cabo San Lucas, introduce more anglers to the region and what this place has to offer, all of which you guys detailed in the last segment. It's the perfect destination. And I really feel that now, and not just now, I mean, it's been in the past, but more now than ever, as a long-range angler, long-range vessel, we get an awful lot out of Mexico. This is an incredibly, incredibly rich fishery down here. It's the generosity of Mexico to allow anglers from all over the world to come here and fish is something that I feel we should repay in kind, and we repay it by coming down here, and the more dollars that we can contribute to the economy down here, the more it helps not only Mexico, but it helps us too, and that's really what it's all about. We as sport fishermen, recreational fishermen, we're all in the same boat. Pardon the pun, but we literally are.
And we're really making a sacrifice being here, right? On the beach and the sand and the beautiful restaurants and the hotels, resorts.
I can just hear it. Honey, sorry, but you have to go
you have
down
to go
Cabo.
To Cabo. Yeah, exactly.
A couple extra days here. In all seriousness, though, I really believe that. I think that contributing to the economy down here is it's inherent upon
Absolutely.
On all of us. Everybody who enjoys this fishery down here, we should be doing everything we can to come down here and contribute. And from both the vacation perspective and the fishing perspective, as a fisherman, Cabo San Lucas, this place is the ultimate destination. I know I said it last year, but I'll repeat it. There is no better fishing destination. If you could craft the most perfect destination in the world to come fishing, this would be it. Because the structure out here, you guys mentioned earlier, you have the west side, you have the east side, you have marlin, you have tuna, you have the beach fishery, you have just endless opportunities here when the water conditions are right to put together a catch of whatever you're after. The giant tuna fishery, I mean, what a perfect
opportunity. The boat fleet, everything.
What a perfect opportunity to come down if you're a giant tuna fisherman. You know, a long range trip is a big commitment in time. You come down to Cabo San Lucas, this is like the ultimate mini vacation getaway. Yeah. If you can squeeze 3 days in, fly down on Thursday and Friday, Saturday, fly home Sunday, and have a legitimate opportunity to target those 300-pound tuna, of which there are plenty. I mean, right now, I know there's been phenomenal fishing this year on, let's see, they got great tuna fishing on Goro Bank, Jaime Bank, out in front on Dolphins, up above just a short distance at Finger Bank. The giant tuna fishing around this place has just been phenomenal this year. And not just this year. It's consistent enough that that if an angler's got 3 or 4 days and he hears that the fishing's good down here, hey, jump on a plane.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. We're, now, you're on the show in the Mighty 1090 studio next Saturday. We're going to talk about your yours and Ricky's trip and talk more about the Royal Star next week. But I know, Ken, we are adding Sharon into the mix, right, Ken?
Yeah, we have Sharon Cloward, who's president of the business association called the Port Tenants Association of San Diego. And, Sharon, welcome.
Hi there. It is so exciting to be back here in Cabo. Every single time I come here, I think maybe I want to buy a little place down here.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I really come here because as you look at Port of San Diego and the relationship of Mexico, it's critical. I am a boater myself, but there are a lot of people that like to take vacations. And when I work with the boaters, we're always looking for those cross-border events. So I know we mentioned earlier about the Baja Haha. A lot of those cruisers are right now here in the marina in Cabo. Those people also will continue down to Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, Ixtapa, and that cruising season goes on all the way to May. So there's another event that comes up every other year, and it's called the Cubar, and that's coming up the fall of next year, and that'll be another 180 powerboats coming
down. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a big, big event. San Diego Yacht Club is hosting that event, and we're working really hard with them. But we want to do other events. So we had a great tour yesterday and worked with the port director, and they showed us where the big pier is that they built out there. So when they offload the passengers, I was shocked. They can offload one cruise ship in an hour.
In an hour.
Wow.
Unbelievable operation.
Several thousand people in an
Several
hour.
Several thousand. They've had five cruise ships sitting out there, and you would think you're sitting out there. They unload them faster than they do in San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
If you come to Cabo San Lucas, there's an amazing picture of the five cruise boat day that they had right there where the pier is. It's quite a photo.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
One of the things that we learned, and I'm hoping Fernando will bring that up, is one of, they're always looking at doing new things here in Cabo to make it friendly for any of the visitors that are here. And I understand that they're building a center, and the center is going to be for a lot of things. So if you're a tourist for the first time coming down here, you go right into the main town of Cabo, and you'll be able to find anything that you need, anywhere from, you know, what restaurants to eat at, where to go diving, where to go snorkeling, where to do, you know, your fishing.
Right.
It's a one-stop shop, kind of like what we have as our Convention and Visitors Bureau. But beyond that, where your hospitals are, where the education, you know, so people that want to go hiking, where they want to do stuff.
And there's beautiful condos down here if you want to cook your own meals in, right, Dan? I mean, you've stayed several times here in a condo. There's huge supermarkets and
There's everything down here. Our family loves Villa Estancia and their condos, and my kids and I, we come down here, my wife, and there's something for all of us to do. You know, my kids and I love to fish. My wife loves to go shopping. She goes into town and goes shopping, and we're just all so happy coming down here. You know, Cabo's got so much to offer.
Yeah, golf. I mean, there's world-class golf courses here if you're a golfer. That endless number of just spectacular golf courses.
Absolutely. But, you know, as I was mentioning to you before, and you were talking about the fishing, you're right. The fishing here is world-class. And the only two marlin I've ever caught are here in Cabo and in Mazatlan. And actually, last year I got in a cruise ship and went down to Mazatlan for my 20th anniversary, got off the ship onto a fishing boat in Mazatlan, and won the Mazatlan Fishing Derby with a 285-pound blue marlin. So my message to people out there, book a cruise and get a marlin.
There you go.
I like that.
And I would say you'd probably kind of have a preference to having them book a cruise out of the Port of San Diego, I'm guessing.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. Well, hey, as you can hear, we got a great show coming your way, and we're going to find out what's biting out there right now. It's time to head on down to the Baja and get the catch report from the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And today, this catch report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And Pete, as you know, the beauty of Fisherman's Processing while you're riding the Royal Star, all of your paperwork is filled out ahead of time on the boat. As soon as the boat backs in, those fish are immediately offloaded into the perfect RSW, right into those slush bins, right to processing.
It's
absolutely
Piece
nothing
cake.
Better. Yep,
yeah.
You got it. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there and talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Cast man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, I went out lobster hooping with my buddies Mike Chivera and Joe Barsimo last night out of Dana Point. And I'll tell you, the good news, we got 25. The bad news, only one legal. But otherwise.
They're all shorts.
Yeah, this time of year, it's kind of tough to get the legal, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, those ones that are like an eighth of an inch, 16th of an inch, this one quite hit, you know. I go, oh, my God. Anyway, but, yeah, it was we got, you know, quite a few in the traps, but you just couldn't get only, like I said, one legal. But, Pete, I mean, sorry, Ricky, quick question. How did my boy Kenny Ross do?
Ken Ross did awesome. He had a really good trip. He was the man with the big skipjacks. He did really, really, really well. I think he had a couple of fish over 180 pounds. He did good on the Wahoo. He had a great trip.
Ah, good for him. Good for him. He likes fishing big fish. Anyway, let's get on with the report. We'll start with Cabo. The boats there in Cabo San Lucas are primarily fishing the Pacific side, anywhere from the arch all the way up toward Todo Santos. But most of the action there has been on striped marlin, one or two blue marlin in the mix, and then of course along you've got a few yellowfin tuna and dorado and an occasional wahoo. Get back up in the Sea of Cortez out of San Jose del Cabo, heading up into the Sea of Cortez there. They found a really good wahoo bite midweek there around Vinorama. Some nice fish up to 45 pounds, and of course the usual drifting the cut squid for the tuna anywhere around the Iman and San Luis banks there. Getting quite a bit of tuna there. Like I say, most of them are going to be anywhere from 15 up to 50 pounds. I think there was one fish out at the Gordo this past week that was 150 pounds. So, you know, that's starting to happen, still continuing. It should continue for the next few months in that area. The only problem is you got to be careful of the north winds. It can cut your day short once those winds starts to blow. Over in Ixtapa-Zihuatanejo, out about 6 miles this past week, they were able to locate some yellowfin tuna. The ones that I saw pictures of were probably close to about 40, 50 pounds. The sailfish bite there, they're averaging about one sailfish per boat per day. So some pretty good action going on in Zihuatanejo. Great winter fishery there starting now all the way through April, May. We'll wind up with Cancun. Kind of slowed down this week. Occasional sails, blackfin tuna, some Dorado, and the king mackerel are kind of the primary species there in that area. But that's the report for this week, and I'd like to announce that, Pete, I was able to fill that one spot that opened up on the Ricky and our trip down to Lake El Salto, so we're solid there. I still do have two spots available for our Pesca Panama trip, whether you're a single angler or you got a buddy that wants to join us. You can give me a call at 800-593-6510. Or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Hey, I might also add, Castman, whenever somebody says, I'm coming to Cabo San Lucas and I need a boat, I always send them to Cast Tours. Yeah. You're well connected with many of the fleets down here and do a great job booking the people into the right boat to go fishing here in Cabo, right?
Yeah, we, you know, we've got those the charter fleets are out of Cabo that we work with. We also got up at San Jose del Cabo. And so, you know, you were talking about the cruise. Yeah, we have people coming down on a cruise that want to get off the boat and go fishing and try some of the angling there in Cabo and the other ports that they stop at. Sure, give us a call. We're more than happy to put somebody on a boat on some fish.
Great, Cass. Thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Pete.
All right, Cass. Appreciate that very much. Now let's jump into the phones. Again, the phones are definitely getting packed up, but there are opportunities if you want to get through. Give us a call, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Ken, and guests. Thank you for taking my call this morning. I just wanted to call in and thank Ken and his team, you know, north of the border and all the folks that are south of the border that allow us to fish in Mexican waters. I had the opportunity and privilege to fish Guadalupe Island again this year. I just love that place, and I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Well, that's very kind of you. Well, it's a team effort, and, you know, the Mexican government right now is working very hard to promote business between, you know, the Port of San Diego, Southern California, and Mexico, and that's the whole reason we're here. That's the reason we're doing this trip with the Port of San Diego and all the business people, is these relationships open the doors for you all to enjoy it down here. So thank you.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live from the Pueblo Bonito Blanco in Cabo San Lucas, having a great time talking all kinds of fishing south of the border.
How beautiful is this hotel? We've been staying next door at the Rosé, the Pueblo Bonito Rosé. The Pueblo Bonito resorts are spectacular.
Yeah, no kidding.
And here, both here at Blanco and Rosé, you're staying the night here tonight with your lovely girlfriend, Dallas, and going to enjoy what Cabo San Lucas has to offer.
Exactly what Tim said. There's no way I could come down here and just stay for a couple hours. We're going to stay the night and see what Cabo has to offer and hang out and do the beach.
She flew down
to
meet you, welcome you off the boat this morning, and yeah.
Yeah,
pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
very lucky.
For sure. Paige and David from the Rio Del Rey Anglers are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, and
good
Paige
morning.
Came up to me this morning and told me a story as soon as we just heard Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And tell us about what you did. You booked a trip through Cast Tours, right?
We did. We booked through Cast Tours to come down and do some fishing. Yesterday, we were with the Pisces fleet, and we caught 3 marlin in a row, like within 20 minutes of each other.
Really?
And released them, of course.
Released them, yeah, fantastic. Cool, and what a great experience. Come down here for a great holiday. Get your fishing fix and enjoy this beautiful town of Cabo San Lucas.
It's been fantastic. We've had a great time.
Yeah, well, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us on the air, and thanks for all the work that you guys are doing. I appreciate it. That's the only reason we can be here for this.
Yeah, well, great job. Thanks, awesome.
Thank
guys, for joining us here this morning.
Again,
congratulations on the marlin, too.
Yeah, nice.
Who pulled on the marlin? Did you pull on the marlin, Paige?
Dave got the first 2, and he actually hooked the 3rd one himself, and then he gave it to me, and I pulled it in, which was much harder than I expected.
Yeah. Where That's else cool. in the world can you go for a day of fishing and catch 3 marlin?
That's the truth.
There's nowhere.
Yeah.
This is it.
It was pretty amazing because most of the other boats had five flags.
Wow.
Five, six flags out there. And every boat that we were looking at, they were almost hooked up all around us.
That's amazing.
Cool. Awesome. Great.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all right.
Thank
cool
you so
trip.
Much.
Thank you,
that's
guys.
Right.
All right. That's fantastic. Ken, of course, Bella, who's with the port, is with us here, and we've talked to her about enjoying her first time in Cabo San Lucas.
And I think she sold.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Except we saw Tim's boat, the Royal Star, is just firing up. We just heard the motor start.
There he goes.
Bella, Bella, what's your one wish?
Well, you know, I this is real hardship duty to come down here to work, let me tell you. But I had said before that this is an amazing place and an amazing experience from so many different perspectives. But there is one way that my trip could have been better. An experience on the Royal Star.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, no doubt about that.
I haven't been on a sport fishing vessel yet, so that's gotta happen. It's Tim, now on my bucket list.
Tim,
at the top.
Got to make that happen.
Yeah,
yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Bella, as the marketing director for the port, how do you see Cabo San Lucas and all of Mexico interacting with the Port of San Diego?
You know, we're so interdependent, the Mexican Riviera and the Port of San Diego, for mutual success. When things happen that aren't positive, we all are affected by it, and we all need to work together to bring it back up. So we saw the crisis that we had 5-6 years ago coming back up. Our cruise ships have gone from roughly 65 a year ago to almost 105 this year, and our increase in passengers went from roughly 160,000 to an expected 240,000 this next season. So just like we heard the statistics for Cabo, moving up, and we're also dependent on them. But what we find, and I've been to a few different conferences now, is that other areas have taken advantage of the hiccup that we had a few years ago, and what we need to do is work way closer together and build better amenities, better infrastructure to bring people down here and revive it all. And we're working very hard on that. We're actually getting together with the Mexican Riviera ports, Ensenada, Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, to make sure both on the cruise business and even on the cargo business that we move each other ahead. So these mutual partnerships are very, very important. And then understanding the culture, understanding the government and policies that affect us and working together is going to be very strategic.
Yeah, for sure. I know there's a lot of things happening in the Port of San Diego. And, Dan, we discussed those quite a bit. It's an exciting time to be commissioner of the Port of San Diego, huh?
Well, it sure is. I mean, at the port, we've got about $4 billion of projects planned along the waterfront. And, you know, it's very exciting. It's just about bringing benefit to the public. And, you know, but I've also got to agree with Bella. The reason why we're here is we are promoting tourism. It's good for San Diego. It's good for Mexico. And, Pete, that's why I'm meeting you for this tough duty here at Cabo and down at Mazatlan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but
you
I mean,
drag us down here.
Right. But it's really good for your listeners to know, you know, how awesome it is down here in Mexico and how much there really is to do down here.
Yeah, Bella, first impressions, your first time here in Cabo, is it beyond your expectations? What did you expect coming down, and what do you see now?
Well, I'm a person that loves the combination of a cosmopolitan area, but still that earthiness. Mm-hmm. That's really important to me, and I love nature. So last night we were very fortunate to have a private cruise, and we went out, and I was talking to Ken, and I had my back to the sea, and I was talking so intensively with him, and all of a sudden I turned around, and we were right up against the arches. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind. It was beautiful. It was stunning. It was at sunset. You know, that could have been better, too, because it could have been more romantic. I mean, sorry, Ken. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it is a destination for activity, for leisure, nature, and that's what's amazing. And I think that combination is what struck me. I didn't realize coming here that it would have that earthiness to it.
Yeah.
And the people here are so friendly.
Yeah.
In our hotel, everywhere that we've gone, the hospitality, the food. I haven't even talked about the food. I mean, the sushi. And I, like I said, I've traveled the world. I've eaten sushi in many, many, many places. This was at the top.
Yeah.
At the absolute top. I've had sushi every which way that you can imagine here. And sashimi, it's been just amazing. I'm the biggest fan. I'm going to be Cabo's best ambassador.
There you go. Cool. Fantastic.
Ambassadress.
Captain Tim Ekstrom, as the Royal Star now departs for San Diego, which they'll be back home, what, Tuesday morning?
Exactly.
Yeah. You have a spot open on an upcoming trip to Guadalupe. I can't believe that.
I think as of 2 days ago, we had four spots. Maybe it's down to one now.
Wow.
But it shouldn't be.
And the fishing's still good over there.
It's still good. Really, it's a crazy opportunity to visit Guadalupe for the last time in 2016. We literally we renew our permits every year, so it's good through December 31st. So, hey, just saying.
Might as well slide one in.
Just saying. Yeah, you better. Well, Bella, maybe. That would be right.
Huh?
There could be an opportunity. Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, if you want to join us, we're giving away that incredible pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. I'm going to tell you, the Blue Hawaii, that lens, I'm really, really liking it, too. The Ho'o Kipa, right? We had to resort to Dallas, who went to school in Maui to get that proper pronunciation.
Yeah, listen, how do you say this?
Yeah. How is that? So let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. We have a first-time caller right now. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line on Let's Talk Hookup, and that's the case with Lauren calling us from Escondido this morning. Morning, Lauren. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
It's actually Norman. And I got a
Norman.
Question for you.
Morning, Norman.
I'm going to be in Cabo the first week of February, and I'd like to go fishing. I was just wondering what's biting that time of year.
First week of February. What do you – Enrique? February fishing here in Cabo?
We have
tuna. Yeah, striped marlin will be excellent fishing for striped marlin, right? Yeah.
Usually a really good weather time of year for down here, too. You know, you can get away from the, you know, sometimes when the northern winds will blow up above, you get you get this beautiful, you know, it's blocked down here, so you get that wintertime fishing where it's cold at home, and you can come down here and thaw out and go pull on some marlin and tuna.
Yeah. Well, you just heard from our listeners, Paige and David, that came down here on a little tour. They three marlin one day, and they were one of the low boats. With the,
How cool is that?
Catching and releasing three in one day. So certainly be a great time for marlin, Dorado. There's been a lot of wahoo around, too. I mean, a lot of wahoo. So there's certainly chances at wahoo and tuna. And, you know, where we talked to John Ireland and Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez, it's not their season up there. Just 60 miles away, just 60 miles up the Gulf of California, because they do get the north winds. When we get high pressures in Southern California, they get a north wind that blows pretty hard, cools down the water, and it totally changes everything down here, because you've got the Pacific side down here and can fish both up in the Sea of Cortez if it's a good day, or you can go around the corner here and fish these banks right here that Tim was talking about at all the different opportunities, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. February is a perfect time for marlin down here, striped marlin in particular. But this year, because the water is warmer still, and predominant current is still northerly down here, I think you're going to see that opportunity, especially these big tuna, extend well into February.
What was your water temp when you pulled into here?
78.5.
78.5.
Yeah, just beautiful. And it was 79 right below here.
Wow.
Like I said, it's an uphill push for the last 100-something miles. So, and predominantly, that's what it's been. The current is still running to the north-northwest, so all that warm water continues to push up. Water temperatures are still elevated all the way up onto the ridge. Are 72, 73, 74 degrees all the way up as high as Thetis Bank and everything in between here and there. So there's still a good sign of marlin. I mean, the sign of marlin here right now is incredible.
Yeah.
Just the reports of guys, you know, some of the guys that were here trying to fish for these big tuna, the biggest problem they had is the marlin. They're harassing them mercilessly.
Yeah.
You can't get through them. Yeah. They literally ran them off of Golden Gate Bank. Just forget it. Couldn't even fish there because they're hooking so many marlin.
Wow.
So, and that's not atypical for this time of year. But, again, I think that's going to extend this year well into February, maybe beyond.
Fantastic, yeah. Well, hey, we're wrapping up our first hour here, and I want to thank the great people from the port for joining us. Bella, of course, your first time with us, and
thank you so much.
Hopefully not the last time.
Nope.
Yeah, and Dan, hey, good times down here. And Sharon, of course, always great to have you guys. And
great, Pete.
Thank you for all the support of Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you for the support of the Sport Fishing Association of California. And keep fishing on the forefront of the port agenda, please.
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour. We're going to have catch reports. We're going to have phone calls and more great information from Cabo San Lucas. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What the clam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every every year. And salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.